This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, the first hour of the program every day, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Like we said, we'll get into an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Let you hear a little bit more about what Arthur Blank had to say about the Falcons' upcoming season. He met with the media for his sort of annual state of the Falcons address at training camp over the weekend, so we'll let you hear some of that. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. But an interview that we've been looking forward to, I know that we had been told that we might get a chance to catch up with Shannon Sharp last week as he is in town for a bottle signing for his cognac coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more about that as the interview goes on. Shannon Sharp joins the show right now. How are you?
I'm good, bro. What's going on?
What's going on, Shay? How you doing, baby?
Randy, what's doing? What's good? What's good?
Just enjoying life, man. Enjoying life, man. And like Andy was saying, we're so glad to have you on. And we know this is a big thing for you, but I wanted to start. This weekend is a big time thing for you and your family. And I wanted to get your perspective or you tell us about how important this weekend is for you and your family as your big brother Sterling Sharp goes into the Hall of Fame finally.
Well, it's been a long time coming. I mean, we're extremely happy, extremely excited. I know my family, friends, and loved ones are extremely excited as well. It's something that when we started playing football, it's nothing that we ever envisioned. Obviously, he got off to a great start. It took me a little longer to find my niche and to turn into the player that I became in. But I think when you start playing football, that is not something that the Hall of Fame, you want to make. For me, I wanted to make the team, you know, make a name for myself, maybe make a Pro Bowl, All Pro. And if I was fortunate enough, maybe play in a Super Bowl. And all those things kind of played out for me. His career got cut short.
Right.
But to have this day and to be the first brothers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it is an unbelievable, unbelievable honor.
For people that, like you mentioned, his career got cut short, obviously just an incredible player pre-injury and then was unable to have the back end of his career that he would have. For people that didn't get a chance to see him play, maybe tell folks what they would have seen had they gotten to see prime Sterling Sharp.
Bad man.
Well, I mean, he led the league in 7 years. He led the league in receiving 3 times. He led the league in touchdowns twice. He had won the Triple Crown, 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro, led the league in receiving yards. His prime, you know, basically 92 through 93, he had more catches and touchdowns than Jerry. So it was him and Jerry going back and forth year after year. One would have the most more catches, the other would have more touchdowns and vice versa. But he was on his way to a phenomenal, phenomenal career before he got cut short. But I'm glad that people saw, like, okay, it wasn't a long career, but it was a historically great career. And that's what we reward. Sometimes we reward longevity, we reward, you know, just because you played, do something for a long period of time, that don't mean you were good at it. And so I am so glad that 50 men and I am so glad 50 men and women went into a room and decided that Sterling Sharpe, although the career was short, it was well worth. He was well deserving of this honor.
Is the speech done, Shannon, or you got to make some tweaks to it?
No, I'm done. I've already done my part, and so now it's on him. He's. I talked to him yesterday, and he says he's putting the finishing touches on it, and but he'll be good to go come Saturday.
Shane, I wanted to get your thoughts on, because everybody listened to you and all those different things, but I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on today's game. Because it's different era. Your era was way before mine. We kind of overlapped a little bit at back end, then I had this one, then this new era of football. What is some of your thoughts on it?
It is very offensive friendly. It is very pass friendly. The defense is at a decided disadvantage because they've taken the physicality out of the game. And at its pure essence, football was about physicality. It was about intimidation. Things that you were willing to do in the first and second quarter, you were unable to do in the late in the third and the fourth quarter because you knew what was going to happen. But I get it. I get it. It's called evolution. Things change. Basketball, as we know it, is not the same in the 80s and 90s as it is today. And football, and they're not going back. Fans love to see the scoring. They love to see the celebrations. They love to see guys throwing for, 4,000, 5,000 yards, putting up all those touchdowns. And so I think it's changed for the better. There are going to be some records falling. They've added more games. I believe they're going to add another game here within the next two to three years. They'll add an 18th game. It's different now, Randy, when I played and obviously when you played. But I don't think it's a bad thing. You just accept it, evolution and it's for the betterment of the game, and you look at the money that they're making, it's hard to complain. I know some people are like, man, I wish it was the glory days, but you can't play football that anymore. When you know better, you do better, and I think that's what the NFL has been able to do.
Shannon Sharpe joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking a bunch of different topics here as his brother is set to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame next weekend. He's in town for a bottle signing, which, again, we'll tell you more about as the interview goes on. I wanted to ask you about the field that you're in now, because obviously we're talking about football, but you're talking about football, too, for a living. And we see a lot of these former players, like, getting into debates that then devolve into
shots.
Personal stuff. Like, what? Why do you feel like that's something that's happening so much now in the kind of the modern former player media landscape?
Look, guys, you had your time. Whatever you did, you did. Whatever you didn't do, you didn't do. There's nothing else you can do. You can't go back and catch a touchdown, get an interception, score a touchdown, throw another pass. I've always been, even though I didn't come from a journalistic background, I realized when I was discussing the story, I didn't want to become a part of the story. And then, and sometimes it's for clicks and like, because, drama sells, chaos sells. And, you say one thing, I don't know why. You can have an opinion. That's your opinion. I think you're getting at like, well, Cam's situation, you said about Jalen Hurts. That's how Cam feels. Cam's a quarterback. He's entitled to his opinion. And for me, I've always tried to stay out of the situation. Well, yeah, he's good, but he's not as good as I was. What does that have to do with me? I'm not playing now. The story's not about me. It's about evaluating said individual player. But I just try to stay away from things like that. I try to offer my honest opinion about certain things, knowing that my voice carries a little more weight for the simple fact I played the game at a high level. I played for an extremely long and my numbers and my credentials speak for themselves. So I have to be very, very careful what I say, who I say it about, because the first thing they're going to say, they're going to turn it into a situation, Pro Football Hall of Fame, Shannon Sharpe said X, Y, and Z. So you just critique the player. You try to be as honest as you possibly can, realizing that that man might have a wife, he has parents, he has brothers and sisters that care for him just like your mom, brother, and sister cared for you. So you take all that into consideration, but you do try to offer an honest critique of his play. And if you just talk about his play, I think that's fine. But because someone said this, I disagree with that opinion. That doesn't mean I need to lash out and talk about where you weren't that good or X, Y, and Z. Because there are a lot of times when, people might say things, I'm like, well, if it was that easy, why didn't you do it? I mean, if coaching was that easy, why didn't you coach like that? Well, why didn't you sign players like that? But that's not my place. We're talking about an individual and his play and what can he do better and how can he improve. And I just try to keep it on that.
Clint, you were definitely one of my favorite player growing up and everything like that. And like I said, got an opportunity to play against you and things like that. But I remember you at CBS. I remember all these different avenues that you were in. Would you have ever thought that you would be where you are? I mean, obviously, you got Club Shay Shay, one of the best out there. You and Chad have one of the best out there. And I was going to get to your lick in a second. But did you envision any of this like this?
No, because at that point, digitally wasn't what it was. Everybody was trying to get linear television. Everybody was trying to get on television, get one of those desk jobs, Mike. When you retired, you know, there were very, very few. I left early because I realized that if I would left a year later, maybe the opportunity to be there wouldn't be there. So now that it's there, let me go ahead and take advantage of it. And then it kind of gradually progressed. And digital is just as big, if not bigger, than linear television. You see all the platforms that, you know, these you see the McAfees, you see the Joe Rogans, you see the Portnoys, people like myself and Cam and Ryan Clark and all these guys. You see, yeah, I know. I did not envision. I did not see a world that it was like this. And I'm kind of glad I got in when I got in, yep, because it gets, yep, harder and harder. To get in now, you try to get in before the curve or during the curve, because if you get in after the curve, you're probably late.
Let me ask you this, because there's been so many moments on the podcast that have gone viral. So many hilarious moments, surprising moments. Like, what's the one for you that when your guest said it, you were like, oh, all right, this might be something here.
You know, actually, when you don't know. And people are like, well, how do you not know? Because you don't know. Because you don't get on trying to be viral. I think that's the thing that I've learned. Because I remember when I was on Undisputed at Fox, and there were things that I thought, like, man, people go probably go crazy with this. And it did nothing. And innocuous things that I would say people would go crazy for. Yeah. So you really don't know. And I think the best way to approach it is not to try it. Not to try to do something. Just be you. Just be who you are. I just have a way with words. I like to think that I'm a natural funny guy.
Yes, yes.
And I might say something, but I say it in a way that people get it. People resonate. I use a lot of analogies when I speak, but I think people do understand exactly what I'm saying. And so I don't really try to go viral. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to offer an honest critique. A lot of times it's a situation, having played 14 years in the league, I've been in a lot of these situations where something that happened in the locker room, maybe it was something that happened on the field that spilled over into the sidelines, maybe it was something in the sidelines that spilled over into the locker rooms. So I'm just trying to give you my 14-year knowledge of NFL football, 4 years of college, 4 years of high school football. So there are not a whole lot of situations that I haven't seen or been involved in. And so I'm just trying to base things on personal knowledge. But you know, I haven't seen every situation. And then, when you're dealing with a situation that you haven't been exposed to, you just try to offer your honest opinion, your honest take of what you think happened and maybe how they should have handled that situation.
You've embraced this unk thing, Shay, and I refuse to own up to it. I can't do it. I don't know why, but you have embraced it to a point where it is – it seems like it's cool when people call you that. Like, it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, it is. And I remember, I mean, I had a T-shirt, Randy, that I said, it's funny being the age of old people.
Yeah.
I remember when people, I remember, like, man, such and such. And you think, like, man, when I was growing up, somebody was 40. You're like, man, they old, and then they feel like, man, you. And now here I am. I'm a couple years away from 60, and I'm like, well, damn, that's me. That's me now. I've embraced it. I mean, there are very, very few people that actually call me my name. I mean, when I'm in the airport and when I'm out, most people refer to me as Unc. And as you mentioned, it is a term of endearment. It is a term of someone that has wisdom. I'm the guy that they talk about, man, you remind me of my aunt because you always have these stories to tell when you come around the family gatherings, the cookout, the barbecues, or whatever the case may be. And so that's kind of that. So I've embraced it. I don't have a problem with it. You know, all the current players, that's how they refer to me. So It's nice to know that they respect what I did. They respect who I am. And, you know, and even the guys that I've been critical of, they say the one thing I say, bro, you keep it straight down the middle. If somebody mess up, you call it out, and I can respect that.
Let me get one take on a player that plays the position that you did, and Randy too. We spent a lot of time talking about him, looking for a big year from Kyle Pitts this year. How can he get the most production out of himself this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to stay healthy. It's hard. It's hard to perform at an elite level when you're injured. Even the slightest nick can throw you off, and it starts messing with your head. And I think the thing is that, and plus, he had such an outstanding rookie year. There are not a whole lot of rookie tight ends that come in and off the clip go get you a grand, and that's what he did. So the bar was raised extremely high, and he had to deal with a lot of different quarterbacks. He was dealing with injuries. As a matter of fact, we had him on nightcap the other night, and he seems at peace. He seems happy. He also is in a contract year. They didn't pick up his option. So he knows he has a quarterback, and I saw Penix Jr. talking about it, how he was going to, you know, KP was going to get the ball, that he couldn't give him the ball enough, because he does have a very, very unique skill set. He's a guy that's tremendous run after the catch. He's a big target. He run good routes. So I'm expecting a big year, but he can only have a big year if he's healthy. If he's healthy, I expect Kyle Pitts to – because I had this conversation. I said, bro, when they start talking about these tight ends, they need to talk about you. You hear them talk about LaPorta, and they talk about McBride, and they talk about Hawkinson, and they talk about all these tight ends. Bro, you have the ability Travis Kelce. I said, bro, you have the ability – you can run routes like a receiver. You're fluid. You can drop your hips. You can get in and out of breaks. You can make tough contested catches. You're great run after the catch. I said, but – and he said, man, you know, you're right. He said, but I just got to stay healthy. You know, he had that injury, you know, I think he tore his knee the second year. And then, you know, had these nagging injuries that just piled up. And it's tough. And Randy, I don't know how if you had any injuries, but I was a guy that dealt with some nagging injuries, and it's tough. It's tough to go play and play at the level that you know you can play at if you're nicked.
Well, Shay, we appreciate you so much, man. But tell us why you're here. You're out here at a baller signing for that fabulous cognac that you have.
Yeah, man. You know I got to get that in, man. I'm at the – I got three signings tomorrow. I'm at Green's Beverage on Ponce. My cognac, that's a big thing for me. It's something that I wanted to be a part of. It's something that I wanted, you know, my grandmother's name to stand the test of time. So long after we're gone, I want it to be. I'm at Marietta Boulevard at Metro Bottle, and then I'm at Wagyu's later in the afternoon. It's a bottle signing. Come out and get some great cognac. You can check my page out. We've won like 13 awards, SIP awards, Master Bartending awards, gold, silver, and platinum awards. We feel we have the best tasting premium BSOP cognac on the market. We put a lot of time, we put a lot of effort into it, and we've gotten great reception for it. People that buy it and try it, they love it, and we've had a lot of repeat customers. And I'm very, very pleased, very, very excited to be a part of it. So, guys, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Brand, I know I don't get a chance to talk to you much, but, man, congratulations on everything you're doing off the field. I appreciate you guys giving me an opportunity to come on and talk about the cognac, chop it up with you guys about football. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll get back in touch with you guys soon.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Shannon.
Shannon Sharp there, Hall of Fame tight end, podcast host, NFL analyst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
An award-winning cognac
liquor maker.
for those that want to go, tomorrow, 2 o'clock to 3:30 at Metro Bottle. That's 2225 Marietta Boulevard, signing bottles of Chez by Le Portier.
Le Portier.
Sounds good to me. I have some. Anyway, go by, say what's up to Shannon. Thanks to him for hanging out with us. Great stuff as always. We'll take a break, come back and get to an NFL no huddle here. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.